The Charter Street power plant in Madison is ending its use of coal and is switching first to a mix of natural gas and biomass, with plans to go all biomass 3 years from now. Bill Carlson is a California-based consultant to the biomass power industry, who's familiar with the Charter Street project. Carlson says he thinks it has a good chance to succeed.
They've got a steam customer who currently burns fossil fuels, so that gives you a little bit of cost advantage in the marketplace. Wisconsin has a renewable portfolio standard that will allow them a better market, for instance, for their output than they might have in some other locations. So I think that one may well have some of the good fundamentals that a project needs.
But Carlson says biomass plants remain very sensitive to the cost of hauling in the wood chips, corn stalks, and other material. Meg Sheehan of the Biomass Accountability Project in Massachusetts has other concerns. She says biomass plants can pump out plenty of compounds, including carbon dioxide, which is a leading contributor to global warming.
And we think that it shouldn't be provided with the same kinds of federal and state subsidies and incentives as wind and solar and geothermal, since it is dirty energy.
There are studies that show more use of biomass cuts CO2 emissions over a longer period, but Sheehan says climate change is happening now. Her group opposes the planned Domtar and We Energy's biomass plant at Rothschild. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.